This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club, because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. And we're coming to you from Craven Cottage from an absolutely bonkers game. Final whistle, Fulham 3, Brentford 2. And I've got to be honest with you, I don't even know how to describe this game. It's a bit of a gutter, only because Brentford were pretty awful in the first half. 2-0 down. Fulham hit us hard. Aerial pressure pressed us hard. They did a Man United on us, as in what we did on Man United, they did it on us. We weren't ready for it. Got 2 very early goals. We got a brilliant goal back in the second, at the end of the first half, Christian Nørgaard. And we looked like we're going to have it the second half. We literally came at them. We had, what, I don't know, 2, maybe 3 disallowed goals for offside. I don't know what it was. And then we thought, here we go, got the goal 2-2. And we looked like we were cruising. And then Fulham switched it again. They knew what our Achilles heel was. Ball in the air, Mitrovic causing problems all game. In the air to him. And typical, he came and he scored the winning goal. Absolute gutter. Absolute gutter, but early in the season, and it's a, listen, that game, we talked about it, it was a game of 2 halves, oh, 2 halves and a little bit of an extra half, wasn't it?
Totally, mate. I'm on second half, well, after their second goal, actually, in the first half, we got a grip on the game, started a takeover, and did most of the game. Psychology kicks in, we get the equaliser, 2-2, and we start getting a bit nervy, a bit panicky. Not just the players, me as well, fans, we start getting a bit panicky. Oh my God, you can't believe how they've ended up getting that header from...
I mean, it's interesting, you were saying, I mean, like we were second half, we were all over them second half, yeah. We had the game, they were at the scruff of the neck, and then when we scored that goal, it's almost like we let them back into the game.
Absolutely.
I don't know if it was nerves, or if it was a tactic, if we wanted to let them get the ball, we thought we'd hit them on the break.
Yeah.
But they're always dangerous, especially with Mitrovic on the pitch, who,
Listen,
love him or hate him, I thought he was brilliant today.
He's a good player, mate, isn't he? I don't like him, but he's a good player. You can't take that away from him. He is a good player. He puts himself about, he's in there, he's always going to take them chances, isn't he? So, what can you say? So gutted that it happened so late in the game that we had no chance to come back from it, but... There you go.
3-2 to the Fulham. I don't know if it feels a bit of a sucker punch. It's really weird, and I'm not saying this again. Look, I love playing Fulham. I want to beat Fulham all the time. It just seemed a bit different today. I know they've beaten us, but... And we were discussing this in the pub beforehand. It's almost like... For us against Fulham, it was always about getting to the Premier League. Now that we're in the Premier League, it's always like... It's a bit different, you know what I'm saying? Of course we want to beat them, but this... I mean, Fulham never beat us here. I mean, Fulham haven't beaten us at Craven Cottage for about 175 years. But this isn't the same as if they beat us in the Championship. I'm not feeling that at all. I'm gutted, but not nearly as gutted as the Championship. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, but I mean, it's early in the season as well. We always seem to come here in about April or something, and there's so much riding it on it, whether it's, you know, us going for promotion, them going for promotion, whatever. Still want to beat them. I think it adds something to our Premier League experience this year. Obviously, last year we didn't have the West London Derby. This year we do. Real shame to lose it. We threw it away in the first 20 minutes, I think. Gave ourselves a mountain to climb. Looked like we got back. Looked like we might have won it. But unfortunately, Mitrovic had to be, didn't it?
I was just going to ask you, I mean, we're 2-0. There were literally 3 minutes to go. I mean, he scored in the 90th minute. Do you think at that time, I mean, they were coming at us when it was 2-0, though. Do you think we kind of let it go? I mean, what was it with us? I don't understand, because we were, before the goal, we were all over them.
Yeah, I mean, I think taking off Wiese, bringing on Godos, I didn't quite get that change. We seemed to be really threatening when we had Tony sort of winning headers, holding it up, and then loads of pace in behind with Wiese. I mean, Godos, not the same sort of player, and we just seemed to lose that, I think. Lost a bit of momentum, I don't know. But they got a bit lucky as well. It's not as though they were sort of knocking down the door, were they? They just got a chance and took it, so...
Listen, got more fans in the house, so listen, you weren't happy. There's a few things you weren't happy about, is that?
I wasn't happy that even Tony went down.
When he should have shot?
He should have stayed on his feet and took the shot. The other one was the first half, they allowed Mitrovic to have the ball at his feet with no one up his arse. And that's where the two goals come from, every time. Then the third goal was just us rushing. We just rushed it
should
out.
Should we have gone for the draw? Should we? Because it looked like we were still going for the break.
You've got to go for the win. You've got to go for the win. I'm happy for that. But to be honest, they rushed the ball out of the box from Raya. They nicked the ball, pushed it wide, Mitrovic at the back post. So you got ourselves to blame probably for all three goals. But the one where Tony went down, where he went down, he's 4 or 5 yards from goal to try and get a penalty. That was a decision. If he had banged that shot in, far corner, it's a different game, isn't it? It's them big game, big decisions, big elements in big games, mate. And that was it.
Bit of a gutter. We lost to the F word, but listen, long, long season, early on in the season. And as I'm sure the manager will say, we will learn from this.
Yeah, I think absolutely we will learn from this. I think what we learn is that teams that come up aren't going to sit back and defend. The first thing is they're going to come out of the blocks and they're going to absolutely attack you from the get-go. And for the first 30 minutes, that's exactly what happened. You know, as I said, Billy, from what happened after 30 minutes, they're getting a tie, and when we get a goal for half-time, exactly what we did. We'll be back in the game, and I thought we did get back in the game, and there was a few offsides, which I think was poor from us. I think we shouldn't have been offside there.
Loads of offsides, weren't there?
It's discipline, though, isn't it, Billy? It's discipline. We shouldn't have been offside. And the fact that it's gone to VAR shows that it's marginal, and shows that we should have scored there and not been offside.
Because we had a couple of goals, like I said, disallowed. You know, and we could have been 4-2 up. You know, at times. Yeah. And listen, I know, of course, this is football. You can say, but we didn't score the goals. But the fact is that it was that fine a margin.
Yeah, exactly. I tell you what happened there, Billy. We're two all, and what happened in the 75th minute is that we've decided to go for a draw. The 85th minute, we decided to go for a draw. We sat back there, you know, KLP sat back, and we thought, let's settle for a draw here. And that's exactly what happened. And Mitrovic come on and had that header in the last sort of fight, you know, last minute of the game there. And I thought, that's exactly what happened. Is we sat back, let's have a draw here, and that's what happens.
Disappointment here, Fulham. To be fair, I think we're almost more disappointed because we're not used to having disappointment here. We win in games or we're losing and then we score in the last minute and we draw, and it's always fun and excitement here. And so this is a bit of a weird moment for us, isn't it?
Bill, I feel flat, and I shouldn't really feel flat because we are now, what's that, six, seven points now from the start of the season. Five points to start of the season. You know what? It's been all right. And I think that Thomas does this thing where he chases every game. And he clearly thought that at the end, we're going to go on and win this game. We're all in the stands thinking we're going to win this game.
It's interesting because you said we're going to win and you said before we're going to draw. So,
well, he's my brother. And I honestly said to him, I said, he came into this game, I am not taking anything less than 3 points. And I said, I'll take a point. And trust me, with those changes, brought Godos on. Reina's got to take his time with that corner over there. He's got to take his time, slow the game down, see it out, get the point. I mean, it's easy to say in hindsight, but...
It's the Premier League at the end of the day.
Yeah.
There is no give or take. You know, you beat Man United 4-0, yeah, and then you draw 2-0.
What hurts the most is the fact that it's them. The fact that it's them. Well, I'm not going to say their name, but it hurts more because it's them. If you'd have said to me, of our first three games this season, we'll have a loss, a draw and a win, I'd have been happy. But the fact that it's them, that hurts the most.
Beast fans, reflective, walking out of this ground. It's interesting, they've got the Premier League, but they've still got this dodgy old dodgy old rickety stand here behind the goal. Like, it's a bit like Gillingham. If you've been to Gillingham away, and Gillingham away's got this right horrible, nasty, rickety stand they've had for years, and they've managed to keep that for years, and it's still there. They've got a sort of upgraded version of Gillingham here, which is temporary stand, but they've managed to keep it, and we're in here. And normally we have fun in here, but to be fair, I thought it was actually a brilliant game.
A brilliant game, yeah, I agree. Despite the rickety stand and the signs telling you beware of uneven steps.
Yes.
It's been a great game. I thought two great managers, actually. I thought, you know, Silver clearly took the game to us in the first half and shocked us. We should have been ready for that. And I guess we'd question whether we should have lined up as 5-3-2 like we did against United. We didn't. We were 4-3-3.
And the second half of Leicester as well?
And the second half of Leicester as well.
We had to bring the game back from the dead?
I agree. So that's a good debating point for Thomas to take away. So fair play, Silver. I thought we came back in the second half. Well, we came back at the end of the first half, of course, and that changed the game. And then Thomas, his substitutions in the second half were good. We got ourselves back into the game, and then fair play, Silver. I think those two substitutions at the end probably just changed the flow of the game, and Mitrovic, I don't know what that XG was at the end there, but maybe a 5% chance he stuck it in. So a great game for everyone, I think.
Great. Yeah. I wouldn't say great game for everyone. We lost the game in the end, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
But listen, I'm putting my head on, my neutral, not neutral head on, but we've got to say it. Listen, I want to beat Fulham all day long. Again, I said first game of the season, Fulham played well against the Wolves. You know, they also played, obviously, you know, not Wolves, against the Liverpool. They drew against the Wolves. I think they drew against the Wolves anyway. I think it was nil-all against the Wolves. I believe it was. And then, obviously, they played the game against us today and they came at us. And I'm a little bit gutted that we weren't prepared for that in the first half. I don't know if it's like the players were just a little bit sleepy or whether or not we just had the wrong formation stroke and also the wrong players in the setup. We talked about the Yenelt in the playoffs. In the podcast as to whether or not you can play Yenelt and Norgaard in the same side. Yenelt has got something which he missed, maybe not as creative, but he gives you a punch in the midfield. And when you've got them running the roost of us in the first half, I don't know if you needed somebody like a Yenelt who is basically going to, you know, be there until they run out of steam, and then you maybe bring the creative players on in the second half. I mean, I don't know. I'm just, it's easy to say that in retrospect, but, you know, when Yenelt and all the other players came on the second half, it's almost like the game came back to us, where it was out of our reach in the first half. However, we scored a brilliant goal, which got us back into the game.
I agree with that. I think we could have predicted they'd come out very strongly. I think in your pod during the week, our Fulham friend told us that would happen. So were we prepared for that? Probably not. I think that's right. Second thing is set pieces. You know, we looked at, again, vulnerable from set pieces with Mitrovic there. It wasn't just the goal, but free kicks we were looking very, very vulnerable there. So were we set up for set pieces? Was Jensen right to start? These are all sorts of questions we should reflect on. But yeah, I think second half, I thought we were well in control, actually. I think the balance of play was with us. We just made that error at the end. I think we're interesting to watch back the action with Raya. He took that very, very quick goal kick, and perhaps a bit of game management would have slowed the game down a bit and just tried to eke out the seconds, because that gave possession back to them and they scored from that play.
Talk about game. It's all about the game management. And like I said, Beast fans inside here sort of like hanging out behind the stands, behind the rickety stand here as well. I'm going to ask you, disappointed, or are you just like, okay, let's move on?
I think I'm more in the category of let's move on. It was a game, proverbial two-half game, really was. We should have been dead and buried in the first half. We were really wobbly. Second half, and the last couple of minutes of the first half, we looked suddenly quite good, looked like our old selves, came out. And I think the key moment is when Ivan went over for that penalty claim. Not his fault, but I might have gone down too. But we seemed to then lose our momentum after that.
So it wasn't his fault?
No,
Do you think he should have shot? Could he have shot? Could he have shot?
In hindsight, he could have done.
He could have shot. He died for a penalty.
Yeah, but you know, we.
No, he did. Yes or no?
Yeah.
So if he died for the penalty, but he could have put the ball in the back of the net.
Absolutely. Well, he certainly could have crossed it. He could have crossed it. Yeah, but I hate to blame Ivan because he's such a great player.
But listen, this is not digging people out, but listen, it's an analysis of the game.
You're right.
And if there's a moment when somebody could have done something else which has changed the game, you're allowed to talk about it.
Yeah, you are. It's difficult. But I'm allowed to talk about it. Yeah, you're right. He should have whacked it across or had a shot. I just think at that moment, we lost our momentum. And after that, you know, we were saying, I'll take a draw. And you could feel there was a winner in it. It could have been ours as much as theirs. But a good day's entertainment at the end of the day. You know, we're 4 points. You know, we're looking solid. I liked some of the new boys. You know, Lewis Potter looked really tidy coming on. Very nimble feet. And I'm optimistic for the season. You know, goal is to stay up, and I think we're going to. And stay up comfortably.
Okay, so he's looked at the... he's been looking at the plus points from this game, and he's happy about... Listen, forget about all that, but he said there's a number of plus points from this game. Are you looking the same way, or are you thinking, listen, we could have come out with a nice little draw, which would have felt like a win? What are you saying?
I'd say same thing, Bill. We started off with an odd formation, as we did at Leicester, and we were playing catch-up from 2-0 down. We got to 2-0 down. We were playing all right. It was all us in the second half. But everybody around me just saying, don't let them stand the ball up for Mitrovic at the far post. And we fell asleep, lost our concentration and paid the price for it. But on the optimistic side, we played so well in that second half, Bill.
What was odd about the formation in the first half?
Well, it looked to me like we were playing 4-4-2 or 4-3-3. And we're overrunning midfield. And we reverted it at Leicester to 5 in midfield. Then they're playing catch-up. Same again today. We pushed forward, further forward, dominated the midfield. I'd say that second half was at least 60-40, if not 70-30 us.
So I've got to ask a question. So if we saw the way that Fulham played against Liverpool, right, and how they did that, and how what happened to Leicester, and then what we did to Man United, was a mistake made in how we set up for this game, or was it just the players didn't perform?
Well, if Thomas Frank sets the team up in that formation, then we play as he says. But we play, I believe, a lot better with 3 at the back, 5 in midfield, 2 up front.
For every game?
No, not for every game. You set up differently for the opposition. You know, every game's different. But this game, I thought we were okay. But second half, we were much, much better. We dominated the game, certainly for the last half hour. The offside goal disallowed. Apparently it was. I saw replay. It was offside by a boot and a half lace. Compare last Saturday's referee Atwell, who's not one of our friends, magnificent referee today.
He's rubbish,
this guy. He's rubbish, this guy. Petty, stopping the game, should have let us play on to advantage and pulling the game back and stopping it for we don't know what. Very disappointed. Fulham will be absolutely elated with that because they've come back from the dead on that.
Got Fulham fans in the house. First of all, I want to say to you, like I said to you, I'm a Bees fan and I would want to beat you every single time, but that was one hell of a game, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Very even, two very, very good teams. It was really sad there was a loser. Probably a draw was probably a fair result, but that's football.
I mean, and this is, listen, I'm pulling it out the floor now. I'm pulling the clichés out the floor. That was definitely a game of two halves. First half, Fulham battered us in the first half.
Yeah.
2-0 up after 20 minutes or whatever it was, and we looked done.
Done for,
but we scored a brilliant goal just before half-time to bring it back in. And in the second half, we flipped the script.
And all of a sudden,
we battered Fulham, scored a couple of goals which were disallowed, come back to 2-2, looked like we're going to take the game, but then something happened. 2-2, and then you came back into it.
You know what happened? It was a double substitution. We brought on Kearney and Mbappé, and it changed the game.
And how did it change the game?
Well, you lost your emphasis on the left wing,
which was Wiese, because we taken him off.
I don't know. We
took him off. We took off Wiese, who's full of speed. Put on and
you caused us a lot of problems down the left.
Right.
But you play to the left all the time. You did in the first half, and then Mbappé seemed to find space, and he was getting the crosses in on that double substitution.
So
and Kearney took more of the midfield. We gained the midfield back from you. Slowly but surely, we gained it back.
Okay, and is that on your left side? On our left side?
It would have been on your left side, our right side.
That's right, so Wiese coming off for Godos as well, which we thought was an interesting substitution. That's me being diplomatic You know, so he came
You've
on
got a great coach.
You know?
You've got a great coach. Tell you what, you're lucky to have that man. Very, very good he is.
Yeah, but we think, again, because we talked about this when we had Fulhamish on our podcast before the match, and we were talking about the fact that we were saying that this is going to be a different game from Parkable, because he said De Silva approaches the game differently. He says he's going to come at you from day one, and that's what you did.
Yeah,
to be honest with you, it might have been a different score if you hadn't scored any goals within 20, 25 minutes, but you scoring them goals put you in the ascendancy.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And we were saying to ourselves that we had to hang on for the first 15 minutes in the second half. If we could keep you out for those first 15 minutes, we might maintain the lead and you equalise. Couldn't believe it.
I thought you were going to win.
But you deserved it. You deserved it. Listen, you were finding your players. All your passing game was perfect in the second half.
Yeah, but listen, in the end of the day, you got the win, 3-2 to the Fulham. But it's a long season. Yeah. What are you expecting?
I'll tell you what. Neither of them two teams will go down. Not playing like that, they won't. Both them teams will stay up.
So you're looking forward to a bit of fun this season?
Yeah, we're looking to stay up. For us, anything more than that is, going to be great. It's going to be fantastic.
Right, okay, listen, last season.
Listen, we
had a season last season, and we had great fun this season, and we believe we got a better team this season. But we'll have to see how it goes, because injuries and everything like that can change things. But listen, good luck to you, and I'll see you at New Griffin Park in the new year.
Yeah,
all right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Nice absolutely. One. You awesome. Look after yourself. Yeah.
So Beast fans finding solace in a cocktail bar in Putney, which probably sums up the Fulham experience, really, doesn't it?
Nothing wrong with a nice pina colada on a Saturday afternoon.
Pina colada. I can't even remember the words. Making love in the rain or something like that, isn't it? Are you into health shoes or into champagne? And that wasn't a champagne finish from the Bees, was it?
It wasn't. No. Yeah, no, it wasn't at all. It was a terrible finish, wasn't it? Really bad.
I mean, tell me what happened, because it was a game where we were on a struggle, and then we weren't on a struggle, and then we just got sucker punched.
It was an excellent game of football all the way through until the last minute, where, again, terrible defending, another headed goal against us. Rubbish.
I'm going to ask the question, what is the issue with our defending? Because they knew our Achilles heel, didn't they?
Yeah, maybe we need a defensive set piece coach as well as a attacking set piece coach.
Oh, I'm going to ask, I'm going to be controversial here, these are Premier League teams that we're playing against, and if they can very easily suss out that this is a problem, okay, admittedly we have got two players out, but if there's a problem, then is this something that we need to remedy? And I'm not, listen, I'm not outing any players, but I'm just saying, Leicester, two goals.
The tactic from corners isn't working at all. Every team, they'll line three players up at the edge of the box, three of them that can head the ball. They'll all run in completely unmarked, three different directions. Ultimately, one of them easily gets the ball and it's a goal.
I mean, Mitrovic, when we were watching it in the second half, his movement off the ball, I mean, I thought he had a brilliant game.
Even before he scored, he had that header that David Raya saved. And it was, again, completely unmarked.
And that's right. And also in the first half as well, I think he had a movement off the ball where he did it. I think they scored in the end. And I think it might have got disallowed. But again, it was Mitro moving off the ball. Or maybe it was their other guy that scored instead. But it was his movement off the ball. And he completely lost his defender. And it's a bit worrying.
Yeah, it's a little bit worrying, but I mean, it's only the third game of the season, so I won't pay it too much mind on the worry scale.
Got to ask the question, right? Listen, got to ask a question. We've played Fulham. It's different. It could be like any other team. Fulham could be like any other team at the moment. Now, even though, listen, we want to win, they want to win. Okay, but this is different in the Premier League. They got the 3 points. What I will say to you, though, it was very early in the season. And if anything, I mean, I know we beat Man United 4-0 last week, and this is probably a little bit like after the Lawsby show, but this was probably a good time for them to play us, and almost like a good time for us to play them, because we didn't win, but it almost like wasn't a gutter like it would be if you'd lost to them in the third week in April. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, it makes sense in that we've come off hopefully a really good start, yeah? Like, draw, beating, smashing United. We're world news. So 4 points after two games is a great start for third in Premier League, right? So, but that works in two ways. Like, for me, listen, we all love the United win. Amazing. For me, the Fulham game was the game. I want us to turn up today and really be up for it. And it felt that, listen, when they score in 60 seconds... it shows that they're more up for it than we were. And I thought the first 20 minutes proves that they want to win more than we do. And you know, very rarely in the last 10 years have we said that against Fulham. We've always arrived hungrier, more up for it, bang up for the game. Today was the exception. That wasn't the case. They, for the first 20 minutes, dominated us. They come at us double hard, and you know, it was 2-0. And I actually thought they went easy on us, because at half time, after two, they should have put a knee down. They didn't. They started defending. I don't know why, because they could have had a third and let us in the game. But yeah, it's a strange one today. Disappointing, of course. I thought we'd done ourselves all right, but yeah, the Fulham wanted it more, and that isn't a thing you say very often when it comes to Brentford and Fulham.
It was set by the second half. Again, we talk about this, but game in two halves. So the first half, listen, they put us to the sword. Mitrovic was great, Dicker Dover agreed, you know, heading, running off the ball, pressing, all the things caused us problems. We were losing the ball, we just weren't holding the ball. It was a nightmare until we scored. But I thought the second half we're brilliant, and even we got a Fulham fan on here a bit earlier, and he said that he thought we were great and our passing was unbelievable, and he said we were next level, you know, and he knew they were going to come back. But again, a lot of people have talked about the game management at the end, where we kind of went for it, where we could have maybe sat on it a little bit.
Well, mate, I don't want to make it out as if we were terrible, because the game ebbed and flowed loads, right? We started bad, and I think what was a little odds was that second half against Leicester, we're 3 at the back, we score 2, start 3 at the back against United, and we perform phenomenally. And Thomas thought today 4-4-2 was the way to go. 4-3-3. Okay, but 4 at the back being the key point, and obviously that didn't pay off. And mate, no criticism of Thomas, he's a legend, but you know, today that didn't really work in the early doors. And I just think that having like the two in the back, Pontus and me, who I think great players individually, I thought they looked a little bit slow, and they were often given a ball, and it was the first half, there was like a period of 15-20 minutes where they controlled the game, and it was up to them to pick a pass, and Fulham were very happy with that. And yeah, mate, I'm still making sense of it, Bill, to be honest. It's frustrating, because as soon as Norgaard scores, the game switches, and the second half was a Western shootout, mate. It really was. I felt in the last 5 minutes someone was going to win the game, and as soon as Tony gets that ball, I realise I'm going all over the place here, but 85th minute, Tony gets that chance on the right, and he could pull the trigger, and from where I was, it looked like he chose to go down. The game kind of changed.
It's been talked about a lot.
The game kind of changed after that, didn't it? And all of a sudden, Fulham set a momentum. And as soon as that ball left the foot of the guy on the right wing, you could see what was going to happen, right? Mate, what I would say, I loved the game today. It was an excellent game of football, excellent spectacle. It was up and down, it was over the place. It was brilliant to watch. I was gutted for the first 5 minutes afterwards. But now, you know what? I'm less gutted about it now. But I enjoyed what I watched. Yeah, it was great.
There's an argument to say, it's not an argument to say, but there's some people are saying that maybe, you know, we can't wait for even Pinnock to come back, because this is not picking out any players, but we know that even Pinnock, when it comes to even Pinnock in the air, he's got some sort of aerial domination, and without him in the side, we're not quite sure know where we're at. And today, that was 100% their target. Fulham went long. Massively, because obviously they knew there's a weakness there, and they played to their strengths, just in the same way that we played to the strengths against Manchester United, and you know what we did against Liverpool and all that last season.
Yeah, well, the problem is you can't give any team a goal head start, and that's pretty much what we did. You know, 1-0 up within 2 minutes, and then another goal conceded from a corner. It was a really poor start. I Wiesler out on the left doesn't really do it for me. He wasn't on fire. I think KLP, he's the one to be on the left-hand side if you're going to play that shape. We found ourselves two goals down again, like we did at Leicester with him in the same formation. You know, it's a brilliant comeback. Let's not mask that. We could have gone ahead. You know, Ivan's goal that was disallowed, it could have been only like a minute toenail in that. It was a really, really good fight back again. But, you know, Mitrovic, he was always going to get a chance, and it's just sod's law, he got it right in the last minute, and it was clinical. And, yeah, it was gutting. It doesn't feel quite as gutting as it would do.
Why is that?
I think because we're in the Prem now, we're both in here. I think it was always like the jeopardy of not getting here. It was all about we needed the points to get here. And we didn't want them going up ahead of us. But now we're both here, it doesn't feel quite so bad. Don't get me wrong, you know, I want to beat them, and I'm a hacked off. There was a point there to be had, and we've kind of chucked it away. But, you know, I think we kind of said to each other, let's go for the win. It just didn't work out. We should have stuck. We twisted. We just need to bounce back next week against Everton. And, you know, we're win, draw, lose. That's not a bad start to the season. Just a bit of a shame that we had to lose against them.
Listen, this is the Besotted of West London podcast. Don't forget Besotted Global, besotted.com/global. It's our little social network new community. I'm sure they're gabbing away today about what happened at the match today, and we'll probably jump on there a little bit later. Don't forget also to buy us a beer, besotted.com/beer. Don't forget to subscribe to us and just give us a subscription and give us a review on all good podcast channels as well. But listen, we're now in some sort of cocktail bar in Putney trying to sorrows and have a few drinks and stuff like that. But unfortunately, we lost to Fulham. It doesn't really matter because it's a very long season. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And as we say, come on, newbies!
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. Beyond the pitch, beyond the results, we're here to connect fans, getting them to embrace the highs and lows of supporting your club, because we're not just fans, we're a team. With 2 in 3 football fans having struggled with their mental health, we understand that life off the pitch can present its own challenges. That's why we're committed to ensuring you have the tools to stay connected with your friends and fellow supporters. Take a moment to connect with your mates. A simple text or an open conversation can make a world of difference. And if they don't respond right away, don't hesitate to follow up. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.